Good evening and welcome. You're watching The Big Fight, a show that is young at 22, the oldest running debate show on Indian news television. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. The events of last week will force you to think whether the opposition, a fragmented space at the center, will be capable in fighting what they claim to be fighting very strongly. The central government, Narendra Modi, to be specific, will they be successful in this attempt? Because by conventional wisdom, a divided or a fractured opposition could mean advantage Bharatiya Janata Party. But then, after several attempts to stitch together and cobble an alliance, where you had meetings of Mamata Banerjee and Sonia Gandhi, they all started moving southwards when you had the Trinamool Congress openly shopping for leaders. There was a massive recruitment drive. She would come to Delhi or even in Kolkata. You would hear of a massive recruitment drive in the Trinamool Congress. So there's Sushmita Dev, you have recruitments in Goa, you've got defection from the Congress into the Trinamool Congress in Meghalaya, virtually the whole of the Congress. And this trend seems to be continuing. Is this trend perhaps a study by the Trinamool Congress that Congress is not being able to do something, so we will step up and do it? Is this strategy necessarily going to work? Will it work? You know, survival of the fittest. If the Congress cannot fight the BJP in some places, then maybe other political parties can fill up the vacuum. You've got two players who have shown the ability to do it. Aam Aadmi Party in Delhi, they defeated the BJP, and the Trinamool Congress in West Bengal. But then does that make them the natural claimant for the top post in the opposition space? By that logic, the DMK can also claim that we want to be in that position. If, let's assume for argument's sake, Akhilesh Yadav wins Uttar Pradesh, he can say, mine is the biggest state and the biggest prestige battle that I've won. I should be the head. So most important question over here is, not building a case for the Congress, survival of the fittest in whichever political party, but in a Congress versus TMC fight, is this an attempt to strengthen the opposition space or an attempt to weaken the opposition? Where do you stand on this issue? Let's open this up for a big fight. I would like to welcome Ambassador Pawan Verma, who's a latest entrant. As we've seen, we interviewed him on the day he was roped in by the Trinamool Congress. He's a member of the TMC. Now with us, Satyapal Jain, senior member of the BJP and also the additional Solicitor General of India. Professor Gaurav Vallabh, spokesperson of the Congress Party, whose party is being broken as of this moment political ambitions. Juhi Singh, spokesperson of the Samajwadi Party. Since I made that reference on if Akhilesh wins, will he want to be the natural claimant for that position? Thank you very much, Juhi Singh. Professor Om Prakash Mishra, leader of the TMC. And in just a short moment, we'll also have Sagarika Ghosh, senior journalist, with us. Thank you very much. Let's begin the big fight with what we call the first punch, where each of you get 1 minute time for your opening comments. We'll begin with you, Ambassador Verma. Your time begins now. Let me just reiterate what the subject is. The topic is Congress versus TMC. Is this going to strengthen or weaken opposition? Ambassador Verma.
Thank you, Sanket. The question is, the country has been waiting for a strong opposition. A democracy needs a strong opposition to hold the ruling dispensation accountable and answerable. The TMC has resolved to transform itself into a national party, to change its constitutions, procedures and structures, and has authorized Mamata Banerjee to liaise with other like-minded political parties, political forces and individuals in order to strengthen the opposition by spearheading it. Now, it is not my business to decry other parties, but we know, for instance, since that is the topic of your debate, that the Congress party, in spite of currently being the largest opposition party in the country, has not successfully played the role of strengthening an opposition in this country.
Okay.
The TMC proposes to become the new Congress that can do this.
Okay, very, very significant point that you have made. We'll come back to you, Mazda Verma, so that you can elaborate further. Professor Gaurav Vallabh.
Ji, Sanket, I will start by saying behind the facade of Mamata Banerjee, there is one word that is called as political opportunism. And I will differentiate what is the difference between opposition and political opportunism. Because in political opportunism, there is something like we had seen that someone become a minister in NDA, then someone become minister in UPA, then someone goes back to NDA, then someone comes back to UPA, then someone goes independent. This is called as political opportunism. Whereas Congress party is fighting the battle of ideology. The battle of ideology, which is there, we stand for true secularism, we stand for the uniting, we stand for respect, we stand for love. We are not here for political opportunism. See, what Mr. Verma was saying, Mr. Verma, are you able to differentiate that there is some consultant who says something by taking fees and there is a battle and war of ideologies? We are contesting a battle and war of ideology, not political opportunism.
Okay, Sagarika Ghosh is also with us, senior journalist. Thank you very much, Sagarika, for joining us. I'll just come back to you in a moment. Satyapal Jain, how do you look at this?
See, looking at the attempt to so-called unity of the opposition party, it has no common program, it has no basis, it is full of ifs and buts, what we call as but prantu lekin kintu. There are so many ifs and buts which are there, I don't think they will be able to unite and come out with the so-called opposition unity. In a democracy, it is good that the opposition is strong, united all. But the Indian masses have seen the ruling party and the splinter groups arising out of the Congress. They have lost all faith in the Congress and even the allies. Now Mr. Pawan Verma was saying Congress has not been able to come up to the expectation of a opposition, prominent opposition party. I feel whether they join hands, all of them, whether they fight separately, whether they take Congress or they do not take Congress, they will not be able to fight Sri Narendra Modi and the BJP. Even in the coming Lok Sabha election, like they lost very badly in 2019 also, 2014 also, this time also they will lose very badly.
Okay. Juhi Singh, your opening comments, 1 minute.
Sanket, I think we are a federation and India is a pretty regionally diversified country. So there is space for different voices. We've seen the drawbacks of the hugely centralizing governance model of Bharatiya Janata Party. Having said that, the Samajwadi Party is a strong party in UP. We will fight the seats. Forming an alliance without commenting on anybody is easy. Holding an alliance in the electoral space is also easy, but to not let your relations sour with the person you have contested the elections is something which requires really thinking beyond the space of contesting elections. Otherwise, there are issues which are relevant to UP. Yes, everybody aspires to be a national party. The Samajwadi Party also does that. And we have tried before that. We will be contesting in Uttarakhand. We will be contesting in Punjab. Having said that, we have a challenging election in 2022 to face. And beyond that, what can anybody say? 2024 is still a long way. And why not? Why shouldn't Akhilesh Yadavji look for a space even in the central setup? He didn't be the prime minister.
I knew it. That is why in my opening comment, I made this claim that once a Mamata Banerjee, yes, after being the victor in West Bengal, wants to assume that space. Say, for instance, you know, Sagarika, if Akhilesh Yadav wins Uttar Pradesh, will he not make this rightful claim that I should be the central or the focal point of the opposition? Sagarika Ghosh's opening comment.
Sanket, I think what is happening is so interesting because having followed the Congress for, being a long-time follower of the Congress, this is the first time in the history of the Congress party that the challenge is coming from the outside. You know, the Congress has split twice, in 1969, in 1978, and then of course VP Singh broke away and formed his Jan Morcha. But for the first time, it's former congressmen and women, Sharad Pawar and Mamata Banerjee, from the outside, attempting a kind of hostile takeover of the Congress. This is unprecedented in the history of the Congress, unprecedented in Indian politics, a hostile takeover of a party. I think what Sharad Pawar and Mamata Banerjee would like is for the Congress to break and there to be a, you know, Rahul Congress and maybe another Congress. You know, the Janata Congress or something like that. We know that the Trinamool Congress is trying to change its name and probably looking for a national role. So I think we're looking at a hostile takeover.
What an interesting political proposition, I must say.
Does this make the Congress stronger or weaker? You know, I would say, does it make the opposition stronger or weaker? I would say this opposition space has really opened up. You know, the farmers' agitation has shown that the government is vulnerable.
Sure.
There is citizen hardship on price rise. There are the by-elections. Recently, we saw the Congress sweeping in Himachal Pradesh. And Congress, you know, zinda hai. Congress mara nahi hai. Because the Congress is in power in three states. It's in power sharing in two states. It is the opposition in 10 states.
So to write the epitaph may not be a very wise thing to do.
But
I'm going to come back to you.
But it's not wise to do that. But I think the opposition space has vastly opened up. The government is looking much less invincible. It's looking vulnerable.
Okay.
And so every party is now trying to see what the game plan can be.
Okay. I'm going to come back to you. Professor Om Prakash Mishra hasn't spoken. Professor Mishra, your opening comments.
Yes. Thank you. Opposition to Mr. Narendra Modi led Union Government actually has been growing. And we must also realize that there are so many political parties opposed to Narendra Modi and the Union Government, against the BJP. Opposition is a plural concept in terms of the political parties. Every political party has geographical limitations in this country. Whether it is the BJP or it is the Congress or the Trinamool Congress or the DMK or the Samajwadi Party. But then, there are aspects of cooperation. But then there would be elements of competition as well. Now you have the Congress party putting up a candidate against Shiv Sena in Daman and Diu. You have Kusheshwaran and Tarapur being fought by Congress against the RJD as well. You have BSP MLAs in Rajasthan joining Congress. You have Kanhaiya Kumar from CPI getting in. So therefore, now Trinamool Congress stands for principle.
Okay, the Congress cannot stand on this.
We do not want anybody, it is political jamindari. So we are going to, you know, so therefore there will be collaboration, there will be new alignment, and there will definitely be space for opposition politics.
Okay, Professor Gaurav Vallabh, Ambassador Verma says that TMC is the new Congress. And Professor Om Prakash Mishra says, and has given a long list of examples where the Congress did exactly what the Trinamool Congress is doing right now.
See, Sanket, before Mr. Verma, many people had tried to say same things in 1969, 78, 1990. But what had happened in 2004, what had happened in 2009? I'm just moving to your analogy, Sanket. In your opening comment, you said that one party had won, if somebody had won X state, so they will claim themselves to be the prime minister. In last 3 years, we won in a one-to-one battle against BJP, we won three states, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. So by taking your analogy,
that was 2018. Okay, after that.
So it's in last three years now.
Yes, and yes. Madhya Pradesh? Trinamool Congress is saying. What happened in Madhya Pradesh? What happened in Goa?
I am just saying to all my friends in Trinamool Congress that please come out of political opportunism. We have to fight a battle against the hatred.
No, Professor Vallabh, will that not be seen as a very unfair comment to make? Will you come out of political opportunism, or will the Rajasthan government?
Had you seen, Sanket, had you seen anybody from the Congress party had we made governments with BJP. But there
no,
are
not BJP, but you have broken parties please, and please, got them merged with you.
Please.
In Rajasthan, the entire BSP merged into the Congress.
In this panel, we know there are many parties who were there in the government with BJP. Mamata Banerjee herself was the minister with the NDA, and now she and her consultant is giving lessons. So don't teach us politics, Sanket. We are doing politics of ideology, not politics of opportunism.
Ambassador Verma,
there is a difference between politics of opportunism and politics of ideology.
Politics of opportunism and politics of ideology. Ambassador Verma, how would you respond to this?
Yeah, Sanket, just to say that you have a TMC spokesman also. So if you have any questions for me, I'll answer them. And I will let Mr. Professor Mishra handle
Professor Mishra, I'll ask him as well. But, you know, in your wisdom, as someone who's a keen
observer, there's no point in having two spokesmen from the same party.
Ambassador Verma, you're not a spokesperson.
No, I know. But that's why I thought I'll answer your questions.
Sure.
Two or three or whatever.
Yeah.
And then take leave.
Okay.
See, the first point is this. There is no point posturing yourself to be the ideological bastion against the BJP when between 2014 and 2019, all you can do is to increase your seats from 44 to 52. Nobody is decrying Congress its legitimate legacy. It was the party that brought us freedom. It had stalwarts who guided the nation in its formative years. Its values, ideals, and vision of the idea of India are relevant today. The real problem is that its current legatees are unable to take the idea of the Congress forward in a manner which effectively challenges the BJP. How long can the nation wait for the Congress to reinvent itself? Because Congress also simultaneously believes that it is its ordained right to lead the opposition, and that any other party that says that it has a claim to do so is either opportunist or a trespasser. Now, you can't have a dog in the manger attitude that I will not deliver, nor will I trust or accept anyone else who says this country must need a robust opposition. When I said that Trinamool Congress will become the real Congress is because people in the Congress party are today tired of the drift.
No, but then Ambassador Verma, do you have a time frame in mind? Because, you know, for parties to form a base,
of course,
also takes time.
Yes.
You can't
I
just
want to
suddenly
share
expect
with you,
that
Sanket.
You will win Goa or you will win elections.
I want to share with you.
Yeah.
No, no. I want to share with you.
Yeah.
That this is an entirely methodical, planned, strategic, grassrooted, and organized attempt. It's not flying a kite. We have state-specific plans which are in the process of evolution and implementation. We are not making a claim that is based without a foundation. But the objective need cannot be doubted that this country needs a strong opposition and the country can no longer wait for Mr.
Rahul Gandhi to return from his next trip abroad. Yes, Professor Vallabh, I'm going to come back to you. Sagarika goes.
So therefore, this attempt is valid. It should not be taken personally by Gaurav Vallabh. He should instead of that introspect as to understand what is the reason why, with all the ideology that he can muster if he claims to have, the party is not performing?
Sanket, may I just 30 seconds?
Basically, the point that Sagarika, one more. Professor Pallab, one moment. Sagarika Ghosh, the point that Ambassador Verma seems to be making is that, and to borrow from, a very famous nara of the BJP says, na khaunga, na khane dunga. Here, Ambassador Verma seems to suggest that for the Congress, na jeetunga na jeetne dunga. Right. Do you think that this is the truth? Or should we actually see a broader picture, zoom out and see that the Congress may have lost a lot, but you have seen them win also? For instance, the Himachal by-election win.
See, I mean, Sanket, you know, I completely can understand where Pawan Verma is coming from and where the other opposition parties are coming from, because the Congress as the principal pole of the opposition. There can be no revival of the opposition if the Congress doesn't revive. And we have a situation in the Congress where it is lurching from defeat to defeat, at least in the two general elections. It has an interim president at the moment, Mrs. Sonia Gandhi. She retired. And Mr. Rahul Gandhi doesn't show any inclination to either be president or not be president. He doesn't seem to have made up his mind. So how long can the opposition parties wait? But, you know, I would sound a note of caution here, Sanket, to the regional parties who are aiming to play a national role. Are they overreading the mandate? Because, you know, Mamata Banerjee has won a tremendous victory in Bengal, but she's won it as the Chief Minister of Bengal. She's not won it as the Prime Minister of India. Now, can the Trinamool Congress go into Goa, which has its own distinct cultural identity, just 3 months before elections and hope to make a dent there? Will the Trinamool Congress be able to score in the Hindi heartland, given the non-Hindi background of its leader? For example, the Congress is in power in Chhattisgarh, it's in power in Rajasthan. Can the Trinamool replicate that? The Congress is has got 20% of the vote in the 2019 Lok Sabha polls. Can any regional party get that across India? So, you know, there are limitations. You see, remember Lalu Prasad Yadav in 1996 when he won that big victory as president of the Janata Dal, he came to Delhi and said, Pataliputra is coming. What happened to the national ambitions of Lalu Prasad Yadav? What happened to the national ambitions of Chandrababu Naidu? What happened to the national ambitions, if we go further back, even to Mr. K. Kamaraj of the Congress? So, you know, regionally rooted leaders or regionally rooted parties, can they scale up and become national parties and replicate the Congress in the Hindi belt, replicate the Congress across India? It's a tall order. You know, as I say, there's a problem with the Congress in the sense that it has a national footprint. It has chief ministers. It's in power in three states and power sharing in two states. It's in the power. It was part of the Pole Alliance in Tamil Nadu. But it has a national footprint, but its leadership is weak and dithering. You know, its leadership is in a place of drift. Mr. Rahul Gandhi is indecisive and is in a state of drift. So the leadership is in a state of drift, but the Congress has a national footprint. You know, and also I would say that the regional parties, however, could argue that even though in the general elections the Congress got 20% of the vote, but the regional parties did better than the Congress for example, vis-a-vis the BJP. Regional parties could argue that in the 180 seats that the BJP and Congress had a direct face-off, the Congress won just 10, but the regional parties did much better.
Okay, you know, so, before I take this debate forward, that's a very important point that Sagarika is making. Sagarika Ghosh says, and Ambassador Verma, I have to come back to you because this is a comment on the aspirations of a Mamata Banerjee to go national. Can a regional player replicate the Congress? You say it can. You have heard the arguments of Ms. Ghosh on how it is very, very difficult.
I take on board what Sagarika has said, and I am not saying it's an easy task or a task that will happen overnight. We have no sense of arrogance, hubris or entitlement. We are willing to fight this out, to struggle. But I can tell you that the transformation of the TMC from an essentially West Bengal dominant party to a national party in association with allies of like-minded parties is an extremely planned exercise. And it is not beyond achievement. The TMC will scale up to meet the challenge of the nation today,
okay,
which is to build a strong opposition.
Okay. You know, Professor Vallabh, see, the thing is, I take you back 10 years and we saw a party come up called the Aam Aadmi Party. It came out or flowed out of the India Against Corruption movement exactly 10 years ago, right? And we had a similar situation where you had a weak BJP, not as weak as the Congress right now, but a weak BJP, and then another political force which came to the fore. And that created such a, one more, Professor Vallabh, my question. And that created such a sense of competition that you had a situation where in Delhi, while you had a regional player in Aam Aadmi Party established as a political party, which also is expanding, you had the BJP which put its house in order and then it delivered 2014. Imagine the BJP of 2009-2010. We all know what it was. And the very colourful scenes of 2013, where Mr. L.K. Advani was upset.
So, Sanket...
This is a moment for you to introspect and perhaps change. Look at it as healthy competition from within.
Sanket, why I'm saying political opportunism, this word, why I'm saying, and I will not take you 10 years back. I will take you only 4 months back. In August 2021, Mamata Banerjee, madam, says that Congress and we are like-minded party. She is attending the meetings and all those things. When she went to Goa, she realized that in Goa, Congress is forming the government. Then she started behaving and making the statement which she is. Two months back, Sanket, all the leaders of TMC were saying Gautam Adani is a crony capitalist. Today, Mamata Banerjee is saying like this to her. So what I mean to say that you have to come out of this political opportunism. This is precisely what we are against. We want Mamata Banerjee. We want Samajwadi Party. We want all like-minded parties to fight.
But that's the point, Gaurav Vallabh. That's exactly the point Ambassador Verma is making. But, you are saying we want, and thus a word is used called divine right. It appears as if the Congress wants to lead irrespective of its performance.
Sanket, but we can't have this type of behavior that 1 month back Gautam Adani was crony and today namaste. That is not, this is precisely political opportunity.
Okay, one moment. Professor Om Prakash Mishra, your right to reply very quickly before I go to Mr. Satyapal Jain.
To leave? Sanket, do I have your permission to leave?
Yes, sir.
See, Professor Gaurav Vallabh, you are talking about political opportunism. I can give at least 45 examples of political opportunism of Indian National Congress, but I do not think that on a channel like NDTV, you know, we should all be careful. Possibly we all have to work together. The point is that that no political party can assume
Professor Mishra, is the Trinamool Congress keeping the door ajar for a dua salam?
One second. 1983. I do not want to have a direct... let me finish my point.
Okay.
It is 36 years that the Congress has been able to form a government on its own. It has been coalition government, whether P.B. Narasimha Rao or 10 years of Manmohan Singh Ji. The point here is, in Tripura you get 2% vote. In Manipur, you lose the election. In Goa, you had 17 MLAs, and 11 of them they have gone away. BJP has formed the government. You lose Karnataka, you lose Madhya Pradesh, and here in Bengal, in the 7 by-election, the seat that was held, you actually supported 5 different political parties, and your seat has come to zero. You are supporting the working with the CPM here, and then you are opposing the CPM. So all that is political opportunism. But let me tell you on behalf of my party, we do not want a weakened opposition. I support the broader proposition in terms of the opposition to the Modi government is expanding. NDA is over. Benival ji has left. Shiv Sena has left. Akali Dal is not there. Suhel Dev Samajwadi Party has left. BJP is weakening. Opposition space is growing. You want to have a fight? So Sonia
exactly
ji,
the point of course, Mamata ji respects her.
But then what about the coordination committee? What about the coordination committee? What about CPI-ML? What about the Aam Aadmi Party? So everyone, you are fighting Akhilesh Yadav ji in Uttar Pradesh. Is that political opportunism? So I will give you many examples. I am 40 years in politics. And I am also a former member of the National Security Advisory Board to the Prime Minister. So do not provoke me. I am telling you, let us all be very careful.
Who is practicing political opportunism? I would say all. And it is okay. How else do you grow? This is politics. Everybody wants to grow. Satyapal Jain has been waiting and so is Juhi Singh and Sagarika Ghosh. Mr. Satyapal Jain, I want to come back to that point that we were just making just a short while ago. 10 years ago, a weak BJP, a BJP which was struggling for leadership, and then suddenly a political dispensation came in and something happened within the BJP that you decided to shift gears, and then the rest is history. Do you feel that at this moment, this could be that big opportunity for the Congress party in the opposition space?
Look here, I was very interestingly, smilingly listening to the views of those people,
yes,
who are at the one point talking of opposition unity, at the same time accusing each other of either opportunism or letting down or not taking other parties into account. This shows what is going to be the fate of that so-called move for opposition unity. If I may say so, it's a colorless, odorless and tasteless combination and an attempt to unite the opposition party.
Why?
I want to make 2 points. I have waited very patiently.
Colorless, number odorless, one, tasteless.
We are all against you.
Is all
all about that against you.
Who are trying to form a united front or joint front at the center. They are fighting with each other in every state. Can in West Bengal, Congress, CPI and the TMC sit together? Can in Punjab, Akali Dal, Congress and Aam Aadmi Party sit together? Can in Haryana, Indian National Lok Dal and Congress sit together? Can in UP, Mulayam Singh, Shri Mulayam Singh Yadav, Mayawati and all others sit together? No. The only purpose for coming this so-called unity is, number one, try to grab the power, keep others away. That is the attempt. With both hands, one, you want to grab the power of the Prime Minister's post, and then you want to keep others away. They are not sincere even to each other. A party which could not become even the leader of the opposition, how can he think of becoming the Prime Minister of India? For Prime Minister, you need more than 50% seats. For leader of the opposition, only with 10% you can become. That has happened twice. People have lost faith in the Congress. Congress is getting divided and divided. See, within the Congress also, same type of voices are coming. You hear the views of Mr. Kapil Subbal, Mr. Gulab Nabi Azad and all others. Who are saying it?
No, Mr. Satyapal Jain, that's very unkind, because a quick rewind and you look at the BJP and Sagarika Ghosh will know more. We have seen far more dramatic scenes in the Bharatiya Janata Party. The tales of how Mr. L.K. Advani was upset. He resigned from all party positions. Who can forget all of that? So this deep division we have seen internally also. In your party.
I'm just putting one question to all of them. They are talking of Shri Lal Kishore Advani. Will they accept his advice? Will they accept him as the leader?
Okay.
He's
in the BJP. No, they are apparently fighting the BJP. They are asking for an alliance. Then who will they fight?
Sometimes they give the example of Mr. Advani when it suits them. And when he was literally Yatratra, leading the party...
Okay, very quickly. Juhi Singh has not spoken. Juhi Singh, you tell me... Juhi Singh, will the Trinamool Congress's leadership at a national level be acceptable to a player like the Samajwadi Party?
Sanket, we have very cordial relationships with the Trinamool Congress and Mamata Banerjee. And the Congress talking about political opportunism and changing stances... is amusing, because we fought the 2017 elections. We are fighting a very vitriolic election with the BJP, but an equal amount of acrimony is coming away from the Congress, which I have no idea where it's coming from. So first, look at yourself, whether you have that ability and that really a macro level thinking to carry the other opposition parties together.
That's the point that I am asking you. Do you think that Mamata Banerjee and her party and her ambitions kind of are compatible with the Samajwadi Party?
No. Why not, Sanket? We supported the Congress earlier in the UP, although we had about 42 seats on issues, and we were not a part of the government. So, if Mamata Banerjee manages to is acceptable to the entire
everything boils down to numbers. All this positioning, it all boils down to numbers. If there are numbers, we will support them. Okay. Very quickly, Sagarika Ghosh, and then Professor Vallabh, I promised you, and you will get your right to reply. But first, Sagarika Ghosh wanted to say something. Yes, Ms. Ghosh.
No, I just wanted to say to Professor Mishra that he's saying he doesn't want to divide the opposition. But when the Trinamool goes into a place like Goa, aren't you effectively dividing the anti-BJP vote by parachuting into Goa just 3 months before the election?
Professor Mishra?
Well, actually, you know, can I just very quickly respond? You see, what has happened in Tripura, that the Congress vote share in 2019 Lok Sabha was 25%. In the civic election that was just now held, 2%. And Trinamool Congress, within three months, we are 17% in Tripura. We are not in a competitive context with any political party, but then we have every right to think in terms of expanding our footprint. And now the Congress has actually, you know, has befriended the Goa Forward Party. Could not they have done, say, 4.5 years back? Then there would have been a Congress-led government. So Congress has been ceding space. This is not acceptable.
Which is exactly the point. You know, we are going to divide the point. Professor Vallabh, now I want to come to you and I'm repeating this again. This is the third time I'm saying the thing because I want to reply from you. You see, what you did with the, in Goa was you came out of your political complacency or political slumber and you thought that, okay, there is competition now internally. Do you think that this is a good sign?
Yeah.
That perhaps the last time or last chance or an opportunity that the Congress leadership has to shape
Sanket,
up. Otherwise, you will have to shape out.
Sanket, we believe in a true democracy. Professor Mishra, we are not like this. Ki usko kharid lo, 10 MLA wahan se liyao. There is a, I know to whom you are pointing out,
Punjab
but we are not like this. Please,
Jain sir.
Professor Mishra, please. Jain sir, the founder of your party, you are saying इनको ले लो. अरे आडवाणी जी थोड़ी तो इज्जत करो. आप टीवी पर बोल रहे आडवाणी जी को कोई भी ले लो. He is founder of your party.
I'm not saying.
Don't give us.
Please.
Jain sir, please have some respect for the founder of your party. Please don't give lectures on alliances. Your initial alliance was with Shiv Sena. Namaste, no alliance. Your second initial alliance was Shiromani Akali Dal. Namaste, no alliance. Your alliance was NCP. Namaste, go away.
Jain sir,
please think about yourself. To whom you are voting? I am asking. You take Sanket. In South, TDP was with BJP. Now, namaste. In Maharashtra, Shiv Sena, namaste. In Punjab, Shiromani Akali Dal, namaste. In Bihar, they had an alliance with many regional parties, namaste. And you had an undeclared alliance with the Aam Aadmi Party, which is going on. So, please don't give us lecture on alliances, Jain sir.
Mr. Satyapal Jain, you muted yourself. I have no role to play in this. Mr. Jain, you have yourself muted. you can say what you were saying.
Can I come in just for 30 seconds?
Yeah, one more. Because Mr. Satyapal Jain had a retort, but he muted himself. So let us give him some time. Mr. Jain.
That's good he muted.
Okay.
Jain sir, mute ho gaya. Still
can't hear you, Mr. Jain. Sagarika Ghosh and then Professor Mishra.
Also muted you, Jain sir.
Sagarika Ghosh.
Can I just say something to?
Yeah. Yes.
No, please. I just want to put it to Gaurav that you know the Congress has been resoundingly defeated by the BJP not once but twice. In the two general elections of 2014 and 2019. Now, in this situation where the main national challenger to the BJP is obviously so weakened, does he think that the leadership of the opposition should automatically come to the Congress? You see, why should that be? If there are parties like the Trinamool, which are showing great fighting spirit and which have won elections, why can't leadership of the opposition go to them? Why does leadership of the opposition have to automatically come to the Congress? Why can't the Congress say that, yes, we are in a situation where we are unable to score at the ballot box and we support the idea of a female leader of the opposition, of a woman leader of the opposition. Why not be magnanimous?
Magnanimity is the word to use over here. I think this is important. magnanimity from the point of view of winnability. Will the Congress do it? Or will we see a sort of a healthy competition where the Congress treats this as the last opportunity to resurrect itself? Thank you very much to all of you all for joining us. Let's take a few comments from the Coup app, where Tara Sen says that Congress has 20% vote share. How does TMC hope to form government without this large vote share? Of course, these percentage and the numbers that are being given are unverified. These are just the comments that are being made by the people writing on the Coup app. Archana says Congress versus TMC is strengthening BJP and weakening the opposition. So opposition will only be strong if there is no versus between them or no competition between them. I would now like to introduce a gentleman who was with the Trinamool Congress and jumped ship to the Bharatiya Janata Party. Mr. Dinesh Trivedi is now with us. Thank you very much, Mr. Trivedi, for joining us. My first question, what do you make of this Congress-TMC fight?
Well, Sanket, I think it's the internal matter of both the parties. And it's quite obvious, and there's nothing wrong in a democracy to fight to get the position. So to answer your question, I think it's purely their internal dynamics.
There's no problem in fighting for a position. That's significant, and one can see what you have just said. I've read between the lines. But Mr. Trivedi, can the TMC be a principal opposition to the BJP at the national level? Or in your assessment, is that still the Congress?
Sanket, you have also gone through a lot of political process. I have been into political arena for many decades. So it all depends. What is your objective? What is your main concern? If your main objective is just to get into power, then I think it's not a great objective. And if the objective is for some kind of a spirit of nationalism, then I think the objective is very large, like in case of freedom struggle. The objective was to get freedom. The objective was not to get power. So it all depends what is the objective. But if supposing the objective is to disrupt the house, the parliament, day in and day out, I don't think so it is adding to any national cause. So it all depends. And people, they understand what the objective of any political party is.
Very significant. Mr. Trivedi, now for an important question. It is generally assumed that this divided or fractured opposition is going to be advantage BJP. How do you look at this?
No, I don't think so. BJP is looking at the opposition per se. As long as the people are with BJP, and people would be with BJP as long as BJP or any national party does pro-people work. For example, today only I was hearing the debate about the health infrastructure when COVID was concerned. And you can make out the difference at the grassroots level what work is being done. So, Sanket, at the end of the day, political party must look into their work rather than what is the opposition doing, because the agenda of opposition is not necessary the ruling party has to carry on. Of course, if there are some good suggestions in parliament given by anybody, that's a different story. But as far as BJP is concerned, I think there is pro-people, and that's the reason people are going towards BJP.
Mr. Dinesh Trivedi, I ask you this question because Aam Aadmi Party and the TMC have fought the BJP in their states and defeated it. Whereas critics say that the Congress's fight against the BJP is that of, or let's just say BJP's contest against the Congress is that of defeating an easy opponent. Is Congress an easy opponent for you to beat? And does you would rather have the Congress survive in some way?
If you have not understood the spirit of the people, then it does not matter how strong a opposition you were in the past. there are civilizations and civilizations, they have been lost because they did not go according to the time frame. They did not change themselves for being pro-people. So to answer your question, I think somewhere down the line, the old National Party Congress have only become a party, unfortunately, to tell you, is to serve a family. And I think people in this modern days of communication, Congress was there as long as there was no alternative. Now there is a huge alternative in BJP and Narendra Modi. So people have accepted that. Mm. So I think you have to work towards it. If you talk about BJP, it started before independence. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee as early as in the 40s. And they have worked their way through. They have struggled their way through pro-people. And that is why from two seats in parliament, they have gone more than 300 seats. So, and Congress has done just the opposite. So if you have not realized that every day, if you are just shouting slogans, and if you are not talking anything along the side of what people want, people do not want disturbing politics day in and day out. Somewhere down the line, you need to show maturity. You need to engage with the government as well. You look at Orissa. As far as Mr. Patnaik is concerned, they are a regional party as well as thinking about the national spirit. So I think the regional party also has to think national. If you are national, then your regionalism also survives. Because region and national has to combine. You can't only talk about region. And you have seen during the election in Bengal, anybody who came outside, they say, you are outsider, Bahar Hudati. And now, when Trinamool Congress goes outside, the same tag is going to be there. People are not fools. So I think somewhere down the line, it all depends on what is your objective. If your objective is national spirit, if your objective is pro-people, does not matter caste, community, creed, region, then I think the acceptability is there.
Okay. All right. Dinesh
but Vedi, it doesn't seem that opposition party has that agenda. The agenda at the moment is only to serve a particular family, whether it's a regional party or a national party in Congress.
Okay. Right. Dinesh Trivedi, many thanks for joining us.